faith, business, politics. The Warren Alvin Show.
I listen to Darren Alvin on The Warren Alvin Show. He talks about faith, business, and politics.
Don't miss
a single episode. The Warren Alvin Show with Darren Alvin. You need to stay tuned in.
Well, what's going on today out there in Radio Land? Thank you for joining me. How about that? I figure I switch up a little bit on my intro. I usually give you the normal thank you for joining me on the Warren Alvin Show. I'm still your host, Darren Alvin, and I'm excited that you guys decided to listen to me today. Well, tell you what, today is a very special day. We are, again, inching away at the end of this year, and I really, really hope that you are really motivated after listening to these episodes that I have on here. You know, I try not to have more than about 20 minutes of me speaking to you guys and pouring out to you all on these episodes, because I believe that it's important to be able to retain some of the things that you have absorbed, and many times you can't really retain it, I should say it, by just listening to an hour and a half. There'll be some shows that we'll do like that when we have special guests and some other topics. But for the most part, I wanted to give you some golden nuggets, some things that have helped me and are constantly helping me. For many of you all who don't know, I'm an entrepreneur, business guy, and I've been doing business since the 80s. And I got to tell you, I've been in retail for the most part of that and been very successful. I've done real estate. I'm still dibble and dabble a little bit here and there. And I received a lot of experience throughout all of those experiences that I've had that helped me become the person I am today. And I felt as though that I have a duty to share with you some of those golden nuggets that helped me be successful. So with that being said, I want to first and foremost thank all of the new listeners. I got to tell you, we are getting people from all over. And, you know, many of you all know we got people chiming in from obviously the United States. We got Canada joining us, Myanmar, Australia, India, and again, obviously, like I said, China. But one of the things I want to, Vietnam, one of the things I want to say is that we just brought on Brazil. I want to thank to all of the listeners out there in Brazil. Thank you so much for joining me. I know you guys got a lot going on, and you could listen to anyone, but I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time to listen into us. So we are now officially just about global. We've touched every continent, and I'm really excited about that, because all I want to do is share with you, again, a few things that have helped me be successful along the way. Well, today we're going to talk about on the topic, you have to keep moving. You have to keep moving. And in business, this is so critical. And I really want to dig in deep today. Again, I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to point out a few points, because many of us, unfortunately, live our lives in our business and drive our businesses, without any type of movement. And last week we talked about the importance of moving. Well, I want to tell you that you have to have a goal in mind, and you've got to keep pressing along. If you keep moving, you're going to be all right. The problem is many of us stop moving. We stop having goals. We stop having dreams, and we stop pursuing and looking for ways to become better versions of ourselves. And point number one I want to make is that with respect to you have to keep moving, you can't live your life in reverse. And this is so significant, because many people, every day live their lives in reverse, always looking behind, always driving from behind, and never really moving ahead. You know, I talk to a lot of people throughout the day, and the majority of people I speak to, all of them always have a negative outlook. A good percentage, I should say, a good percentage have a negative outlook and always reminding themselves of the past. And it is so critical for you, if you're going to have a successful business, if you're going to move forward as an entrepreneur, you cannot live your life in reverse. The same in life itself, not just your business, but even in life. If you're always looking from behind and driving from behind, you'll never have the right perspective of what's in front of you. Have you ever gotten to a car and tried to drive in reverse? You can only go but so fast. Well, the same thing is in business and in life. You cannot drive your life living in reverse or in reverse, or your business in reverse. You have to always look for ways to grow your business in the future. And so that's point number one. Point number two, we have to stop focusing on what others are doing and start focusing on what you're going to do. This is a big one here. You know, I literally take social media breaks. I know it sounds crazy. We're in a digital age. I mean, you're listening to me today on the Blog Talk Radio, through the internet, or iTunes podcast. But when it comes to Instagram and Facebook, I literally take 3, 5, and sometimes 6 months periods where I am off the grid completely. I don't totally deactivate my account or delete it, but I temporarily deactivate them. You know why I do that? Because of that second point. I don't want to keep focusing on what others are doing. And so many business people are focusing so much on what other people are doing, you really can't really focus on where you want to go. And this is a major problem, because everything that you see on social media, most of it, let me say this again, most of it is hyped up. It is not the actual work that needs to be done in your life or in other people's lives. But many times we look at these things, we look at other people, and we think that they're going somewhere and they're doing something, and it causes you to be immobilized. It causes you to be paralyzed, whereas though that you are afraid to make choices and make decisions for your business and for your life in itself. I mean, you can't grow a business by looking at what your competitors are doing. You can't grow a business by looking at what other business people are doing and wondering who has the most likes and who has the most views. Let me tell you something. Views and likes, 9 times out of 10, does not correlate to actual business. Let me say that again. The amount of views and an amount of likes that many people get on their posts does not necessarily correlate to what they're doing with respect to how they're bringing income in their lives. And if you're more concerned about being popular, you're not going to be able to focus on what you need to do for your business. I know there's an element of hyping up your business. There's an element of getting excited. I mean, look, if you don't get excited, who will get excited? But there's a problem when you're always looking at social media, looking at what others are doing, and you have no drive and no goals for yourself. And as an entrepreneur and as a business owner, you will completely destroy your opportunity for your company by focusing on others and what they're doing and not focusing all of your energy on what you have to do. So that's point number two. Again, point number one is that you cannot live your life in reverse. Point number two, stop focusing on what others are doing. Focus on what you need to do. Point number three, don't let paralysis analysis stop your destiny. Let me say that again. Don't let paralysis analysis stop your destiny. I heard someone say this many years ago, and I got to tell you, this is by far probably, it's not my quote, it's somebody else's quote. I forgot who said it, but this is a big one here, because many times we know what we want to do and we have things working, but oftentimes we overanalyze things so much that we never really do anything. Some of you all have some amazing ideas, but because you overthink them so much, it paralyzes you to actually take action. Never have so much analysis, which is very important, that it causes you to be paralyzed. Your information should drive your purpose. It should not stagnate your purpose. And some of you all, I mean, have you ever met people who just know it all? I mean, everything you're talking about, oh, they know this, know that, they know that. But when it comes to them achieving goals in their own lives, they absolutely cannot get it done. This is what I call paralysis analysis. In other words, you know a lot, but you're not doing a lot. And there's an old proverb that says that, or scripture that says that he that knoweth to do it good, but do it not, it's a sin. I mean, it's a sin and a shame that you would know what to do and just don't do it. And oftentimes, this is the case with many entrepreneurs. We overanalyze things. Listen, you got something and you got passion. I'd rather take passion over skill set any day, because I can teach a skill set, but you can't teach passion. So again, don't overanalyze things. When you have your thoughts and you have your plans together, start moving towards your goals. Point number four. Stop whining about what happened or didn't happen in your life. Let me say that again, or your business. Stop whining about what happened or what didn't happen in your life. Listen, everybody got a sob story. We all have them. But we don't need to constantly hear your story. Listen, you got a story. We understand it was bad. I'm sorry. It shouldn't have went that way. But what are you going to do now? So many people that want to grow businesses, they live in the past and they whine about what happened, when happened, and how it happened, and who it happened with. Listen, you want to be on a soap opera? Why don't you write your life story script and send it off to somebody in Hollywood? Otherwise, keep it to yourself, because it is literally not helping you grow and achieve your goals in your business. So again, we got to stop whining. We got to start taking more control over what happened to us. And I'm not saying that there's some things that were really bad that happened to you. I'm not minimizing that at all, because some of you all have gone through some significant setbacks, especially in your business, not only your personal life, but in your business. Some of you all might say that, look, I lost everything. Let me tell you something. I've started a lot of businesses and many of them failed, but many of them succeeded also. You have to take the good with the bad. Never, ever, ever focus on the bad to the place that it causes you to be more, histrionic, I should say, histrionic, in a sense that you always relive in the past of what happened and using that to cause you not to move forward. Listen, if you're going to open up a business, you have to be forward thinking. You have to look towards the future. You cannot rely on the past, because the past is only one key and one point of view to where you want to go. You want to always push ahead. And I told you I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to get to my final point, because I think this is important and I want to make sure you guys get this really well. When you finally walk in your purpose and you finally focus and not living life in reverse, when you finally stop whining and focus on your future and stop reliving the past, your purpose in your business will speak for itself. Let me say that again. Your purpose in your business will speak for itself. You don't have to prove a point to someone. I hear a lot of times people say, well, my haters think I never can do that. Look, forget about the haters. Your purpose and the actual work that you do will speak volumes for itself. But you got to let go of all of those negative things and you got to keep moving. Listen, being an entrepreneur is about moving. If you cannot move, then you are not living and doing your purpose to the full extent that you can. You got to be able to get in there and make sure that you drive it home and get to where you need to go. Well, tell you what, that's all I got for you today, but I felt the need to share with you. You have to keep moving. Don't stop moving. We're headed into 2018, and we need you to get over the hump this year. This is the year in 2018 for you to accomplish some business goals that you've never done before. But the only way it's going to happen is that you got to keep moving. Well, tell you what, I want you to listen also to this commercial. I got a great gift for you. Listen, the holiday seasons are here. $2.99. Gift this book to someone. The Power of Customer Service by myself, Darren Alvin. Pull it up on Amazon.com. Pull it up on Kindle. It's an ebook. Send it to them. If you're looking to grow your business, you have to invest into yourself. $2.99 will change your life. It's the foundation of customer service. Again, the book title is The Power of Customer Service. It will literally change your life. Get it today. Gift it someone today. I got a holiday promotion I want you to check out here. But until we talk the next time, have a fantastic week this week and look forward to moving ahead to achieve your goals. Remember, you have to keep moving. Check out this commercial. Have a great one.
The advent of doing business online has changed the world. However, one thing has remained the same. Most businesses rely on the customer, and customer service is very important. The Power of Customer Service, How to Make It Work for Your Business by Darren Alvin, treats you to an insight into what makes for great interaction with your customers and why it is so vital. Download the Kindle ebook now for only $3.99. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Warren Alvin Show. Be sure to tune in next time when we discuss faith, business, and politics. Please follow Darren Alvin on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you again for listening. It's The Warren Alvin Show.